Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have another fantastic episode for you on another Minecrafter and Dream SMP member, Puns.
I'm not even kidding. This is a true thing. Puns, not... 2 months ago. What? You didn't even know what I was about to say.
What? It's probably something dumb. Like you
it's
always say.
It's not something dumb, dude. It's just the truth. 2 months ago, you would stream from the dealership and you would have your... You would just tote your... computer set up into each car right before you sold it. That's actually a real thing. That's a real thing that happened.
So yes, we are continuing our Dream SMP streak, and we are talking about the one and only Puns. He's known as a Minecrafter, but also a Among Us player. He has made a name for himself on YouTube and Twitch. On YouTube, he has 358,000 subscribers, and on Twitch, he has a notable 1,254,728 followers. So this is among the ratios that we see more often, where either the YouTube or Twitch is higher. In his case, it's more of the Twitch. So notably, he hasn't posted a video in 4 months, although he does have a lot of videos, a lot of Among Us stuff, a lot of Minecraft stuff. The majority being Among Us, but he definitely is a part of, you know, the Minecraft community and a member of the Dream SMP and all of its lore. Okay, so let's go. Puns. Let's kind of start with his most popular videos first, as we usually do, and I'll go through the ones I have watched and all of this. We tried speed running Among Us with Dream. So again, he has a lot of Among Us content, and this is actually his most popular content. Pretty much the top six videos are all Among Us. This one is the most popular with 2 million views, and his Among Us content is good. He's definitely a fun player to watch. He's a fun imposter. He's a less fun as a detective, I think. You know, back in the Among Us times, people like Toast were definitely like fun detectives, and he was all that. Puns, although being good at the game, and he does have like a super good probably intuition for stuff like that, and he knows, you know, how the game works after playing so often, but he isn't exactly, you know, mega brain detective plays. It seems like he's more big brain, you know, imposter plays, you know, taking the sus off himself. I'm gonna rub that in as much as I can. It's been so long since I've talked about Among Us. But he was more into the imposter plays, and he was really good at that when he did do it. He did a good job at, you know, lying and stuff like that. And what he did a good job of in these Among Us videos is he gave you the feeling that you were winning too. He was very good at kind of bringing the audience in the chat, probably because he's more of a streamer. He was good at kind of bringing the chat into, like, the fold. Like, it felt like when he was winning, when he pulled something off, that you also pulled something off. And I think that was, you know, really good. He was good at making you feel like you were a part of something. Now, points off because the video is 36 minutes long. Now, don't get me wrong. During Among Us... during that fad, that trend, I watched a lot of Among Us videos. Trust me, I watched a lot. However, 36 minutes is a long time to watch Among Us straight. If it's not a stream, this is one of his, like, probably earlier videos since it's a year ago. It was his first video, which that makes a lot of sense. So maybe he was still getting a handle on how editing videos works and how to make it kind of, you know, come into this easier, you know, more digestible form of content. So the first one was 36 minutes. He later cuts down, and I think they get a lot better. But this one, definitely, I watched the first game, but I couldn't make it through the whole video. You know, video right after that, most popular. Second most popular is 873,000 views, and it is actually speedrunning a month this time with Sapnap. And that, again, was a good video. A lot of Dream SMP members there, again, on the longer side with 25 minutes. But they did a good job. Puns, again, great imposter. I don't want to focus on the Among Us stuff too much. But, you know, I feel like I do have to talk about it to some extent. So I want to talk about what I considered his best Among Us videos. Even though they are not the most popular, I'm not really rating on how the YouTube algorithm sees it. I'm just kind of rating it on how the quality I think they are. Now, I think the two that I watched, I didn't watch all of them, that were the best, were one, how I 1v9 solo clutched in a $25,000 Among Us tournament, and two, Among Us, but there are three new game modes, custom mods. Okay, so the first one, how I 1v9 solo clutched in a $25,000 tournament. This was a well-done video, for multiple reasons. It only got 131,000 views, which, you know, you could have... is not that much in the grand scheme of, you know, Minecraft YouTubers, but it's still very well done compared to a lot of other people. But that, he had the stakes. That being in that Among Us tournament, where people are all playing competitively and trying, like, really, really trying to win, makes it more intense. A lot of times, especially Among Us near the end, it got a little goofier, where people tried to, you know, just make jokes and make gags, like, you know, raise Babushka, and different stuff like that. But this one, you had everybody trying to get to the same goal, to win the tournament. So Puns, his imposter duo, got out early, and then he 1v9 the whole tournament. You kind of got convinced them to do things here and there. But it was all in a one game, 11 minute span. And obviously, games like that don't come around very often. You're not going to get, you know, that good of a game every time. But he did it well, and he did it to the point where, you know, it was a great game by him, and it was short, and it was sweet, and it was well edited, and he had a good communication with the chat. It was really well done, and I think that was one of his better videos. And following that, 8 months ago, was Among Us, but there are three new mods. And here he goes through, you know, three different Among Us mods with different groups, and this is a 10-minute video. It is very fast-paced, but based on, you know, the shrinking attention span of, you know, his audience, I think it was well done. He cycled through games fast, cycled through mods, and yeah, I think he did definitely a good job with that. I love his thumbnail with this one too. It was drawn, and I think it was really good. I think his drawn thumbnails are all really good. I don't know why his latest video doesn't have a drawn thumbnail, but the ones that are all drawn, I think, are super sick. And he did a great job with that, too. I think that video, again, was very fast-paced, very well-edited. Good job with that. In that, I kind of want to settle the Among Us content there, because Among Us, obviously, is pretty dead at this point, and I feel there's no reason to cycle back around that much. So now on to the Minecraft videos. He has some stuff with the Dream SMP, and what I think he did well with the Dream SMP is everybody, there are so many different creators on the Dream SMP. Let's face it. Between Tommy, Tubbo, Carl, Dream, George, Zapnap, you have a lot of competition for views, you know? So when trying to post a video at the Dream SMP, they have a really dedicated fan base. And I think you guys have proven that from listening to this podcast alone. You guys are really dedicated to the content and the creators. However, you may have all the streams open and all the videos, but there are only so many times you can watch the same thing over and over, especially if someone is not a pivotal plot character. And Puns definitely has had his moments in the Dream SMP, as far as I can tell. Honestly, I'm not the most caught up with the streams. I'll be the first to admit that. I usually ingest most things through YouTube, so unless like Wilbur has made a YouTube video of it, or I've seen what's happened through a status animation, he is sometimes does play a bigger part. I think recently, according to the status animation at least, but he's not exactly a protagonist. So with that being said, you have to have something very, you know, something to draw people in for them to come to go watch Puns' perspective. And what Puns did well with these two popular videos that are over 200,000 views, one over 250,000, is that he did behind the scenes, which I think is an incredibly smart move. The reason being is that many people on YouTube, you know, you can still be a Dream SMP fan on YouTube. which I know, hard to believe. But a lot of people don't really know what Twitch is or aren't used to Twitch, you know, even if they're fans of the Dream SMP, so they may be getting most of their content, watching most of their Dream SMP creators interact through YouTube. So when you see all these, you know, someone on Twitch may see these points of contention and all like the behind the scenes. Someone on YouTube is not getting that footage. You know, sometimes clip channels provide it and all of that. But, you know, by Puns providing it, this verified source, the his point of view, he is offering something to a YouTube audience that they might not have seen. And I think this is a super smart idea by him. And I definitely respect him for that highly. I think he did a good job in doing this, and that is definitely a smart move. His thumbnails, I think at this point, he was still kind of learning how to do Minecraft thumbnails. That's what I'm going to be honest and say that out loud. They're a little scuffed, and maybe kind of along the lines of something you would see, you know, older. He had his Among Us thumbnails down because you can kind of just do screenshots and it would work. Among Us thumbnails were pretty easy. But with the Minecraft ones, they're not there yet. He's close. And thumbnails are hard. I mean, I know from personal experience, I've tried to make my own. They are pretty difficult. So he's not there yet with the thumbnail, but the idea is definitely there. And if he continued to do stuff like this, I think it would pop off. So I am a little confused why he stopped. More Minecraft videos. We'll focus on the most popular ones, and then we'll do the recent ones. The speed running. So he's done kind of two speed running videos. One where it was Puns Minecraft stream highlights. Now, I'll say this. If we go to his content, the Minecraft stream highlights was actually a newer video, which kind of surprised me. I actually thought I was hoping it was going to be an older video that caught me off guard. They weren't really highlights. I've loved Puns as creator, but this is a video where I don't really know what happened. I don't really know how other way to say that, because the issue was before this here. We're going to do it in chronological order. Before this, Puns posted a video called Carl Tries to Help Me Speedrun Minecraft with a wonderful thumbnail, a picture drawn of him and Carl, 160,000 views. You know, speedrun highlights, has a time in the title, really well done. And I watched this video, it was 10 minutes, good timing. It was him, just Carl interrupting, you know, him streaming and trying to speedrun and bantering with him. Now, this is dumb banter, but it was funny banter. Because Puns was getting annoyed. Carl just... The one thing that I would say about Carl Jacobs is he has a really good personality in bringing out content. He knows what to say to people and in the presence of chat to kind of get people going. He is very good at initiating a bit and initiating content in general. So when he went to Puns' stream and kind of messed with him, it was very well done in the fact that he got Puns' chat to kind of go against him at this point and kind of started messing with Puns, saying he used to work at a car dealership. Random stuff. But well done to kind of get this randomness and chat to go along with this bit. It was funny, very funny, and I would definitely respect his ability to initiate this content. And that was a good video because there was an event. Carl came in and, you know, did this. He interacted with Puns and that made funny content. Now, Puns does a video right after that. The one I was hoping that was going to be a hold, but wasn't. And it was called Puns Minecraft Stream Highlights. And it basically was along the same thumbnail, had the same time in the title. Said speedrun highlights, exactly like the last one did. And he was also drawn in the same manner. Now, the issues. This video had 72,000 views, which was not great compared to, you know, as a channel of his size. And let me explain why I think that it did kind of poorly. One, the title. Puns Minecraft Stream Highlights. Yes, there are definitely people who are going to watch that. You know, a lot of clip channels make, you know, their wages and get their views from titles like that. But it doesn't really draw you in as much as other things. Or like Carl Tries to Help Me Speedrun is a much better title. And when that title, again, bland in the first part, not really clickbaity. Two, kind of the same as the last video at the same time. I don't know if this is done on purpose. I don't know if this is going to help or hurt, but I feel like you should at least switch up the time, even if you keep speedrun highlights. And they were 2 months apart, so it doesn't feel like they were crunched for time or something, trying to upload every day. Three, there are many times where I say to include the fails in a video to add suspense. And I stand by that. I think that including failed attempts in a video is very good because it adds suspense to the actual good attempt. Because then you don't know if their creator is going to, you know, win or lose. And Puns is good at Minecraft. Puns, I would describe along, he's a very chill guy. And I would describe him more along, I don't know if you guys know, but I have three types of gaming creators. There's the funny, kind of lack of skill creators. There's the kind of in-between where they're like, I use humor and skill to get you to watch them. And then there's the like really good at the game, but like not that much. A really good game, but like not relying on humor too much. I think Puns leans on the spectrum towards good at the game and less on humor. He uses his skill at the game and other games to draw viewers to him, not his joke making. Now, he's a funny guy. And he's definitely, his interactions with people are funny. But I don't think that's what he relies on to draw views. I think it's his gameplay. So in this stream highlights video, he does himself trying to speedrun. But the thing is, he never really gets close. It was questionable because he waited 2 months to make this video. And then in it, he just doesn't really ever get close to beating a record. I don't think he ever goes to the end. It's just him kind of complaining about different spawns, him not being able to find another fortress. There's no really suspense to it. There's no plot. There's no, oh, we were about to beat the record, then we died. Like, if he were about to beat the record and he died, I think that is a good fail. That is a fail you can include. But this one, it's like he didn't really get anywhere. And I just don't know why. After waiting 2 months, that video was made. I do question it a bit. So, yeah. Next video, kind of the older thumbnail style. Most recent one, How George and I Beat Dream for $5,000. Great title. The thumbnail, I like the drawn ones better, but had 170,000 views. Money in the title. Good moment in time. He chose kind of like a moment in the stream that had a plot and there were multiple people involved. Good video. The Minecraft stream heights, it seems like it's kind of a fluke. So I'm just going to let it be, but definitely questionable why it was made into a video. Again, George and I Beat Dream $5,000. Good title, good video, good thumbnail. Well made, good moments, good interactions. All good stuff. So hats off to him for actually making that good stuff. How we won Minecraft Championship 13. We're going back in time here. This is one ones before all the ones I just talked about. Good video here. This was 8 months ago. It didn't get a lot of views. I don't know why this is. I don't really know how it works with Minecraft Championship. I think this video is well done, though. It was well edited. Thumbnail was good, I think. It was a fun thumbnail. Another drawn one, I liked it. How we won Minecraft Championship 13. Good title, but definitely could have been better, I think. He clutched at one point. You could have added insane, how my insane clutch won, something like that, you know, along those lines. But good video. I think it was well edited. Really well edited, actually. He explained each game before they went into it. If you don't know Minecraft, it may have been kind of hard to follow because of the mini games. But he, you know, included like only like the parts of action. And I think he did a good job with this one. I actually really thought this one was good. It took me two sittings to watch because it was 30 minutes long. But I've watched my fair share of Minecraft championship videos since like every creator has a few. And it was a well done Minecraft championship video. So yeah. I think he did a good job with that one. I wish it got more views because I think that was one of the better ones. But you know, YouTube is weird sometimes. So who knows? But overall, Pond seems like a really good guy. You know, I obviously, as I say every time, I didn't watch his streams that much. Watch some of his clips, which are funny. He's a good creator, more skill-based if you want to watch someone there. He did a video where he won V1 Dreams. Although Dream did 6-0 him, spoilers. He did get a few good hits in here and there. So he's a good creator, more skill-based. He was really good at Among Us. And I think that if he had a bit of help, I mean, he has really friends who are really strong in the field of YouTube. And he definitely has a good Twitch following. So maybe if he got a little help and just was able to learn a bit more about YouTube, I think he could be very successful and draw a lot of income from there. I would think he has enough money to get an editor based on his follower count on Twitch. That's just me. Topical, I guess I could look it up because of the Twitch link. Although Twitch incomes were leaked, but maybe we'll save that for another time in an analysis. But yeah, I think if he posted to YouTube, he could be successful. He would need a little help, in my opinion. But he's a good creator. So, I think that's going to be it for today. Thank you guys for all your support recently. I'm going to be honest, I don't know what the chances are of this being edited. Probably not that high as I've been super busy recently. But hopefully after we get out of October, I can, you know, edit a lot more of them. So let's get on to our reviews. Thank you to Nylon Boy HD. Thank you for the 5-star review saying great podcast. I appreciate the kind words. And I appreciate you listening all the way from Germany. That's sick, dude. That's really cool. Moving on, I tried to look at some of our, you know, bigger international audiences, or at least what showed up for me. And I think we actually had a review from Sweden, which is super cool. Let me get to that right now. Thank you to Ludwig Wega. Thank you for saying super podcast, and I appreciate that your appreciation of the Dream of Minecraft content. I'm gonna keep it up. Thank you guys for all the support recently. Again, I know I've done a lot of Minecraft content, but we are bumping those numbers up. So thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. This has been really fun to do, guys. I really enjoy doing this, and yeah, continue to be awesome. I think that's gonna be it for this week. Goodbye.